أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وسيدنا مولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم and welcome dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear families to our Thursday family night programs in the holy city of Qom brought to you by students of Qom. It's so good to see the youth sitting in the front, mashallah. We have a quick update, which later on in the program we're also going to give, inshallah. We are planning to have programs in the holy month of Ramadan. And when by the time we finalize those programs, inshallah. But so far we are planning to have speeches in the holy month of Ramadan. We're also planning to, inshallah, by the might and grace of Allah, also do some of the amals on certain days. Of course, the Dua Kumal programs, as well as iftar and dinner, inshallah. So please pray that we can get all of it done together and get it all done in time and planned, inshallah. In these days, we truly remember our Muslim brothers and sisters, especially in the nations of Yemen and Palestine. Our Palestinian brothers and sisters, again under this onslaught and this oppressive and unjust genocide for all intents and purposes by the Zionist regime. And of course, on the other hand, we find our brothers and sisters in the impoverished nation of Yemen also undergoing a genocide for all intents and purposes, except in this case, by the regime of the Saudis. We remember them in our du'as. It's interesting, along these lines, well, we also remember our brothers and sisters all across the world, wherever they are, our oppressed brothers and sisters, may Allah free them, including our brothers Muzammil and Asim. Along these lines of Yemen and Palestine, I have an interesting quote here. During our SOQ programs, we like to bring in quotes from our leaders, from the Holy Quran, from the Ahlul Bayt as well. So along these lines, I have one from Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari, one of the resistance leaders and religious scholars in Iraq. He says that, "We will all be asked about what we did as regards to Yemen." He says, every single one of us will be asked on the day of resurrection. We'll be asked on the day of resurrection as regards to what we did for Yemen. And so perhaps some of us, or some, well, let's say, perhaps some of us might think, okay, this is, you know, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari. He is a resistance leader in Iraq. You know, so what exactly does this have to do with me? So I follow up with a tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam. The Holy Prophet says, one who starts a morning in a condition that they do not make efforts regarding the affairs of the Muslims is not one of us. Every single morning that we wake up, we must figure out what efforts we are going to make in order to help the conditions of the Muslims all across the world. I have one last quote from the esteemed Imam Khomeini, the founding father of the Islamic Republic and the founding father of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, says that the greatest thing that we can do is to wake people up and make the people aware. The greatest thing that we can do is to wake people up and make the people aware. Then you will see, right? Once we wake the people up and we make the people aware, then you will see what a huge force we can be. A force that cannot be opposed, neither by cannons nor by tanks. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.